From Quality Radio Productions, it's Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell with a musical trip around the world. And we'll open today's program with the African Virtuosos, three brothers belonging to one of the most predominant musical families in Guinea, the Diabaté family, the brothers Sekou, Siré, and Abdoulaye Diabaté. They first mastered the kora, a harp-like instrument indigenous to West Africa and an integral part of West African griot and folk music. They soon transferred their kora skills to the guitar, however, and eventually became one of the most popular acoustic guitar-based groups in contemporary Guinean music. Their debut album from 1983 is called The Classic Guinean Guitar Group. It was given the international recognition it deserved, finally, in the late 2000s when it was issued on the Stearns label. It's a collection of popular and folk melodies from the region, all done instrumentally, of course, and from it we'll listen to Nfa.
Thank you.
That's music from Ganga Giri, a virtuoso didgeridoo player and percussionist from Australia. His music represents the contemporary melting pot that is Australia today, combining various musical genres and cultures with modern technology and the raw sound of traditional Australian Aboriginal instruments, including the didgeridoo. From his album Tribe Vibe, out on New Earth Records, we listened to The Crow. Before that, music from Seamus Ennis, one of the great Irish Illan Pipers of the 20th century, and his rendition of a traditional Gaelic air, Ben Dov an Glen. That's from a compilation from the Atlantic label called The Drones and the Chanters, Irish Pipering, a collection of Illan Pipers from the 20th century, including Seamus Ennis, Leo Rousham, and Willie Clancy. If you're a fan of Irish Illan Pipe music or bagpipe music in general, definitely check out this release, The Drones and the Chanters. And we began the set with more instrumental music, this time three guitar players, the African Virtuosos, from the classic Guinean guitar group. Their debut release, we heard Nfa. More West African music for you now, this time from Ghana, and we'll listen to music of singer and gil player Aaron Bibi Sukura, the gil, a xylophone indigenous to the region. He hails from extreme western Ghana, the village of Tanchara, and we'll listen to a track from his album Acoustic Ghanaian High Life. This piece is translated as I Am Alone. In the song, he sings that he is the only one born to his parents, and he asks God for blessing upon him and his music so that he may continue to support his aging parents who still reside in Tanchara. And the piece is entitled Niang. That's an example of Egyptian taksim. The taksim is a melodic improvisation that is found throughout the Middle East, North Africa, and even as far afield as Greece. A taksim is oftentimes based on the melody of the popular song or makam that follows it in performance. We heard a track from Egyptian Taksim, Volume 1, a compilation, and none of these tracks appear to have titles, per se. Each track is named for the instrument that is showcased, such as the oud, the violin, and in this case, the ney flute, the piece simply entitled Ney, as performed by Mohamed Foda, with percussion accompaniment. Before that, an excerpt from an Indian raga, the Varnam portion of Raga Swarashram, as performed by up-and-coming Indian classical singer Kaushiki Chakrabarti from a 3-CD set of her work on the English Sense World Music label, the album simply entitled Kaushiki. In addition to her career as a singer, Kaushiki has starred in various films, and she hosts a talk show on a popular Indian cable channel. And we began the set with Erin Bibi Sukura, xylophonist and singer from Ghana. The track Nyang, I Am Alone, look for that on the album Acoustic Ghanaian High Life. Earlier in the program, we listened to three brothers performing on acoustic guitars. To begin our concluding set for the hour, we'll listen to two brothers featured on classical guitar. They hail from the Ceará region of Brazil, and they were known as Los Indios Tabajaras for many decades. They performed transcriptions of classical pieces and popular songs from throughout Latin America. Their biggest hit by far in the U.S. came in 1963, their rendition of the Mexican ballad María Elena. This is from a compilation of their work for the RCA label entitled 20 Greatest Hits, and we'll listen to their rendition of a piece from the Spanish classical guitarist Francisco Tárrega, Recuerdos de la Alhambra. Thank you. That's music from the album Íslandsklukkur, Icelandic folk music. Much of the album is a bit more new age and even borderline instrumental prog. That piece, however, purely acoustic, a flute solo from Kristjana Stefansdottir, her arrangement of Sofa Urtuburun. This album isn't a bad listen, certainly a nice introduction to some of these ancient folk songs, all done instrumentally here, but I would have liked a bit more traditional acoustic-based arrangements for these tunes. So that flute solo from Kristjana, definitely one of the standout pieces on this album. Before that, from Kenya, music from the debut album from Ayob Ogata, singer and master of the Natiti, an instrument very similar to the lyre and indigenous to Kenya. His debut album from 1993 on Peter Gabriel's Real World label is entitled Emana Kuyo. From an early age, Ayob was exposed not only to the traditional culture of the Luo people of Western Kenya, but also to Western culture, as his parents, both musicians, lived in and or toured various Western nations, including the US and the UK, among others. Probably the biggest hit from this album is by far Kothbiro, which was featured on various world music compilations, including music from the Coffee Lands, and it was even used as part of the soundtrack to the film The Constant Gardener. But we listen to another track from this album, the opening track, in fact, Obiro. And we began the set with Los Indios Tabajaras, the Brazilian classical guitar brother duo of Natalicio and Atonera Lima, respectively, and a track from a compilation of their work, 20 Greatest Hits, their rendition of Francisco Tárrega's Recuerdos de la Alhambra, Memories of the Alhambra. And that will put the finishing touches on this musical trip around the world. A reminder that if you wish to access the playlist for this program, or if you'd like to listen to this show later on demand, you can do both by going to our website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Click on Sounds from the Global Village, and this is show number 1406. Also, you can email the program anytime with your feedback. The email address is qualityradioproductions@yahoo.com. My name is Jake Longwell. I do hope you enjoyed my selections, and I hope you enjoyed them enough that you'll make it a point to tune in again for another musical trip around the world on the next edition of Sounds from the Global Village. This program is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.